And we're back. Welcome back to the podcast. We fixed our technical difficulties.
Yeah, that week went by fast.
It was like almost if it was today.
Yesterday.
Feels like yesterday.
It was just like yesterday.
That's a little joke because it was yesterday.
little podcast magic.
Uh-huh. Last week to you, but yesterday to us. This week, the movie review podcast actually has a movie to review.
Ooh.
It only took us like 50 episodes. They wanted a whole different movie and we ignored it.
We said, fuck that.
We said we don't listen to the audience. We said we're going to watch.
We pretend to listen. Until you start contributing to that Patreon.
Yeah, and then you send your money and we'll give you the honey.
You send the money, we give you the honey.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then once we get the money, our production value would go up a little bit.
Yeah, and we'll have more motivation to make this good.
Yeah. Then I'll have to start my OnlyFans account.
He's going to shut it down, actually.
You can only take so many butthole pics.
That's sick. On Detroit Rock City. He's like, oh, go shake your wee-wee.
Go shake your wee-wee.
That's fucked up. And then he did it and he ran away. But okay, we're not watching Detroit Rock City today.
Man, we wouldn't be able to get the rights to that music.
So we're just going to get right into it because it might be a long one. And I'm sure you guys are tired of us rambling on random stuff.
Unless that's your favorite part.
Unless that's your favorite part, then listen to the other fucking three episodes. Or the end of the podcast. So today we're going to talk about a little gem. Sleepaway Camp. If you haven't seen it, we're going to tell you what it's about. If you have seen it, you're going to just kind of reminisce with us. And you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
Are we doing full spoilers?
Yeah, it's an old ass movie. It literally came out in 1983. So you haven't seen it.
Man, where you been?
Oh, drink of the week. Of course, it has to go with the movie. Well, we try real hard.
This is our first official drink of the week.
We didn't get lazy with it.
Yeah, we actually went out and bought ingredients.
Yeah, it's not pre-canned. We made
in honor of Sleepaway Camp and the camping.
We made a camp coffee.
Camp coffee? I remember the last time I went camping. I made me some coffee.
Had some coffee. I've never been camping, so I don't know. Do you fucking drink coffee?
I said we need to have it iced, but
we don't have ice. If you listen to the podcast, you know that his phone interrupts. So his phone interrupts, and also I don't have an ice maker. Because I'm poor. Help me, I'm poor.
I'm poor. I thought I turned the volume off.
So please send your money so I can get a refrigerator with an ice maker. That works. Yeah, so we got a hot coffee with creamer and Kahlua because we need a little spicy. And whipped cream. And then on top of it, it's s'mores Pop-Tarts crumbled up with Hershey chocolate melted. And if you want to see the visual of that, we're making a TikTok. Hopefully it should be up by now. So yeah.
Oh, it's already made and created?
With this magic of time, it is.
Oh, wow.
But as we're sitting here, it's not. But you know, yesterday was last week. Sleepaway Camp, like I said, it came out in 1983, so if you haven't seen it, you had some years to catch up. And the runtime is an hour and 24 minutes, so it's not that long. I mean, it's normal time. And it's streaming on Tubi and Peacock.
If you want to watch along with us, or watch it in general.
You can slap it on right now and just mute it.
And it stars just a bunch of kids from Jersey.
And is it Felissa? Felissa Rose? Felissa Rose as Angela.
The only noteworthy name that you'll meet at a horror convention?
Yeah. I once walked past her at a horror convention. We didn't get our autograph, but...
No, we're busy with Kane Hodder.
Yeah, it was a long-ass line. We had a pick just one.
And that was back when Art the Clown was a nobody.
Yeah, we also walked past him.
Yeah, everyone walked past him.
Except we peeked in on his photo prop when he was dressed up, and then they closed the curtain on us because we didn't pay to see, so...
Was that day, or was that another time? I think that was another time.
No, that
time.
Was that time. Because I remember he left his little stand. But anyways, we're not talking about Terrifier today. So...
Next week?
Yeah, well, did we watch it on Tubi, or we watched it on Peacock, right? So, their description of the movie said... So, this is a quick summary before we get into the long-ass details... It's just like a quick little fucking sentence. It says, a shy girl gets sent to summer camp that becomes a site of murders after her arrival. Like, that, and I have a long ass.
that was the
straight
the
to
plot.
The point.
That was a whole synopsis of it?
I guess. So we're going to pick a character. I pick Ricky. Who are you going to be?
I want to be,
You guys will find out who these people are as we continue.
I want to be the one camp counselor with the little ass shorts.
Oh, one of the nice guys?
Yeah, I believe his name is Ronnie. Sylvester Stallone lookalike.
Wannabe brother? It's his brother.
This is his little brother.
So you want to be Little Shorts?
I want to be Little Shorts.
He wants to be Counselor Little Shorts. And I'm Ricky. What's your character? Have you seen it before? Comment...
Who your character is.
All right, let's start with... This is our first time doing this, too, so, you know. Well, this is a trial and error. All right, so the opening...
It'll get better in time.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so the opening scene, we get a title shot over seeing, like, a dreaming lake. It was, like, very, like, Friday the 13th vibes. Like, when you first watch it, you're like, oh, what the fuck is this?
That's probably what the inspiration was, huh?
I'm sure. Didn't they have the... Or is that the second one? They have, like, a hockey mask and a... Don't they have...
I think that was, like, the box cover of the second one. I don't know.
Anyways. So, we hear... Like, when it starts, you hear, like, a bunch of, like, kids, like, talking. You don't really understand what they're saying, but it's, like, just chattering along.
Yeah, they got some thick-ass Jersey accents.
But you can't really understand anything they're saying, but you know it's, like, very Jersey. And, there's, like, little, like, suspenseful music playing, too. And then you get shots of, like, the campsite and the woods and all that shit. And then if you look closely, you catch a little sign that says, like, Sheriff Warning, as if there was a fucking crime scene or some shit. And it's just like, this is the first time I've ever seen that. Because I never really noticed before.
Oh, okay.
So, that was the first time seeing that. And I was like, oh.
So, were they at the camp that we eventually...
Yeah, I think we see I think it's one of those, like, the ending is the beginning. And then we go back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think that was just like...
Oh, okay.
I think that's why we heard the chattering, but see nobody.
Oh, okay. And the
kind of like a nightmare.
Yeah, and it says the camp that they go to, Camp Arawak, or whatever it was called.
Yeah, I was hoping you say that, because I wrote it down, and I was like, yeah. And it says it's for sale.
Yeah, that it's for sale.
And then we skip over, like once that scene's over with, we skip over. Do you have to say anything?
No.
Oh, I thought you were jumping in. And then we skip over, and it's a scene of two kids, like two little kids on a boat. They're like five, and with thick ass accents.
And their dad, with some thick ass chest hair.
little shorts.
It was the 80s.
Stressed out dad, because these two little fuckers are just on the boat, like.
Where's the mom?
Arguing.
Do they have a mom?
We will see. Actually, we won't see.
We don't. We don't hear anything about the mom.
We will see something, though.
Oh, yeah. With
the dad's relationships.
We'll explain the mom's absence.
So these two little ass kids are sitting there fucking arguing. The dad's just chilling. And at this moment, we want to be like, shut the fuck up. But by the time we're even paying attention to them, like in the background, you see like a boat speed by. And then you see like some teens that fucking shouldn't even be driving.
One's a lifeguard.
Is it?
Yeah, he's a lifeguard. I saw it on his shirt.
Wow.
He's not a very good lifeguard.
So there's a guy and a girl on the boat, and then there's a girl
water skiing
in the back of that boat. And I guess he's the lifeguard. And then the little bitch next to him is like begging to fucking...
I want to drive the boat.
Yeah. And he gives in.
Pussy would do that to you.
And I guess you could guess what happens next. After she, like, he lets her drive, they slam into the boat with the kid and the little...
Damn women drivers.
And at this point, we don't know who gets killed, but we know somebody does, because, like, the girl that was water skiing, she starts screaming. She's like, oh, my God! Oh, my God! And she put on a hell of an act, I'll tell you that. You can tell this is her only movie. This is, like, her one shot. She was like...
She's like, I gotta make it to Hollywood. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, there's blood... Fucking life jackets.
Yeah, one kid body plops up out of the water.
Yeah, but we don't see who. And then we skip to 8 years later. And we get a shot of a house. And then we go inside the house. And it's like a weird lady yelling up the stairs for her kids.
The whole scene feels like really dreamlike.
Yeah.
Surreal. The scene's actually happening. It's not a dream. It just...
looks dreamy.
It just looks dreamy.
So...
in not a good way. Like, so, oh, he's so dreamy.
This is nightmare. So the wacky lady's yelling up the stairs for her kids, letting them know they're gonna be late.
Mm-hmm.
And then this lady comes off like a little wacky, like off her rocker a little bit, and kind of
the acting is horrible.
It's like you don't know if she's a bad actor or she's just autistic.
Or that's just how the character is supposed to be.
Yeah. So then we meet Angela and Ricky. At this point, and we find out they're cousins and that they're off to summer camp. Mm-hmm. And let me add that Ricky is fucking tired of his mom shit. Like, you can tell he's just over it. He's like, fucking get me out this fucking house. Like, this lady is, he knows she's weird. Okay, so before they leave, this wacky ass bitch is like, oh, don't forget your physical letters. No,
she's like, oh, there's one more thing that I forgot. I tied a thing around my finger so I wouldn't forget.
And I forgot. Oh.
Like, that's the acting. We're not even exaggerating.
Mm-hmm. She's just like very like, well, what could it be?
What could it be?
Yeah, I don't know how the director told her to even deliver that line, but she fucking did it. So anyways, so she tells him like, oh, don't forget your physical letter. And obviously,
she pretty much like lays down all the exposition of her character. Like,
I'm a doctor.
Yeah. Well, obviously the bitch is on some scam shit because she's like, don't tell him how you got those, even though I'm a doctor.
I'm
like
a doctor.
Try and convince herself. And I don't even think we ever find out she's a doctor or not. Pretty sure she's just a scammer. So if you need any documents modified or pay stubs,
and she's hella,
hit her ass up, money
hella,
in hand.
And she's hella creepy with Angela, like always like fixing her hair and touching her.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, so if you need...
So here's your physical. Wasn't that nice of me?
Now we're at camp, and then there's kids.
They're just going fucking crazy.
Yeah, kids are just excited to be there, running around, not knowing what the fuck's about to go down. Like, they never seen fucking Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
They're excited to be there.
And then this is when we meet the camp counselor and... the camp director and the camp counselor.
And for some reason, even though these kids just arrived, the fucking staff is just already yelling at them and fucking over it. It's literally been 1 minute. It's like you got the whole summer to spend with these kids, but they're fucking
like,
over
oh,
it.
Shit.
And I put the main supervisor, but what's his name?
His name is Mal. Which
I was going to say Mo.
Oh, yeah. He looks like Mel Brooks.
So Mal, he's the main like supervisor guy.
Yeah, he's hella old, too. He's like fucking 60.
He's the one, the main one, that's already over it. Like, obviously, he lied on his Indeed resume, because he shouldn't fucking... This shouldn't be his job.
We're talking about the camp director, right?
Yeah, the old guy that...
Yeah.
He's with the cigar.
He's smoking a cigar with all the kids. But it was the 80s. You do whatever the fuck you want.
The doctors would smoke cigars.
The doctors were smoking cigarettes.
Why they tell you you have asthma.
Yeah. And then kids were buying cigarettes for their parents with a note.
So, anyways, speaking of bad hiring, that's not even the worst fucking hire.
Yeah, so we meet the camp director, Mel, and then the counselor, my character, Ronnie.
Which is, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He got some little ass shorts.
Yeah. But that's, there could be worse traits. So then we cut to this greasy looking cook guy.
Artie. His name's Artie.
Good. I'm glad that you got the names down, because I don't. He's looking at all the kids who run by, and he's like, oh, look at all that young chicken. Like,
look at them young, fresh chickens.
Look at all that young, fresh chicken. Where I come from, we call them baldies. Makes your mouth water, don't it? Body, they're too young to even understand what's on your mind.
Immediately called cops.
Like, how did he get the job?
That's what I said.
I thought you were talking about the old man.
Yeah, I said, speaking of bad hiring. Oh, okay. And everybody around him think it's funny that he's a perv.
Like, oh, he's just joking around.
Yeah, no, he is being nasty.
He's just being nasty.
I guess that's the 80s. Okay. So all the kids meet.
And that's where we meet Paul.
Oh, yeah, Paul. So, yeah. So all the kids meet, and Angela's, like, shy. She doesn't really talk. Well, she doesn't talk at all. So Ricky, her cousin, is introducing her to everybody, and then that's when we meet Paul, his friend. Mm-hmm. And obviously the boys are separated, the girls and boys are separated, so Ricky tells Angela about this bitch Judy
that Paul tells Ricky that Judy got some big old bitties now.
Oh yeah, because Ricky used to fuck with Judy last summer. But now Judy thinks she's too good.
Because she grew them bitties.
So anyways, this bitch Judy that I used to fuck with, he was thinking like, I know Judy and Angela. Like, they're both going to be in the girls' bunk, so maybe they can be friends. But that doesn't fucking work out because she's a bitch.
At this point, I already feel that Ricky's my favorite character.
Yeah, you kind of get everybody's vibe at this point, so that's how we kind of know. Judy doesn't even say one word at this point, but we already know she's a bitch.
Mm. We catch her flirting with a bunch of guys.
And that she's a bitch.
That's our introduction to her.
Yeah, so we know Angela and Judy are not going to be friends. So Angela goes to her bunk and finally actually meets face-to-face with Judy and the camp counselors. But one really, they're the just main bitches.
One of them is Meg.
Let me finish the sentence.
Okay. I'm saying names.
But really, they're just bitches too. And he said, her name is Meg. M-E-G.
And then there's Susie, and she's the nice one.
And then we get the cafeteria scene. So we see Meg, and she's hugged up with the main old guy, Mel. So pretty much 80% of the staff are like red dots on Megan's Law. M-E-G. And speaking of Meg, her bitch ass snitches on Angela that she's not eating and that she hasn't said a word the whole time. She's been at camp like half a day.
No, it's 3 days later.
Oh, well, I was just like...
She mentions, it's been 3 days and she hasn't eaten.
Oh, but I was like, fuck, give her some time. I was like, obviously these people weren't educated on autism.
That was one of the notes I took.
You did?
I said, she might be autistic.
Little shorts.
Ronnie.
He has to take Angela to the kitchen to find something she wants to eat because she hasn't ate fucking 3 days.
Yeah, and that's where he fucks up.
Yeah, he only sets her up to be alone with the pedo cook. So I was like, did he know? Or... And I immediately screamed, don't tell her, she don't talk. She doesn't talk. So then Ricky notices Angela left to the kitchen, so he goes to find her. Meanwhile, the pedo's trying to do pedo things with poor Angela, but Ricky rushes in.
Yeah, he takes
her
to the back.
Yeah, and he's in the pantry.
Yeah.
And starts being weirdo things.
Yeah, he starts doing weirdo things and unbuckling his pants.
Yeah, but then Ricky comes in at the last minute, and then he's like, what the fuck are you doing? So they do like a little scuffle, and then they both run out. And then later on, and then it just skips to later on.
And then, they run out, Mel and then the other cooks are just like, what's going on? And he's like, oh, I must have scared him. But as he's saying that, he's redoing his pants, and nobody's questioning, why are you doing that?
They just believe him.
They're just used to his fucking shenanigans.
Yeah, basically they're like, let's just get dinner ready. So later on in the kitchen, the pedo cook is preparing corn for dinner that night. So there's this big ass tamale pot of boiling water.
It's like comically large.
Yeah. It's a tamale pot. If you make tamales, you know the big ass pot. But no, it's
like fucking 5 feet tall. Yeah.
He has to literally stand on a chair, and he's already big, and he has to stand on a chair just to put the corn in.
Stir it.
Yeah. Hold on, then I lost my part.
And as he's doing that, this is when we get a POV shot of the killer.
It's like a Chucky type of point of view. You want to get some breaths in?
Oh, and then we also get a pedophile ass shot. It's just nothing but his ass right there.
So it's point of view. So basically it's like for the killer. And we sneak up behind him. And we do what we all want to do, and he pushes big ass back over the hot water. Well, he kind of bumps into it, and then he pulls the hot water onto him. So then he's just on the ground suffering we all laugh our ass off as his skin bubbles up. Hey.
He's like, they wrap him like a mummy, and he's just like,
he's just suffering. He doesn't die, which is for the best. He's just sitting there suffering, fucking bubbling up.
And then Mel and Ronnie are talking to one of the paramedics.
Yeah, and Mel he wants to cover it up so the parents don't find out about it. So that's pretty much what he tells everybody, just an accident, whatever. So we move along, and now we're at the boys' bunk, and they're just fucking around, playing pranks on each other. And
with this nerdy kid named Mozart.
Yeah.
They're playing Mind Over Matter.
Do you want to get into that, or...? You just gotta see it. And then from that, we have a quick game of baseball. And this is the part where I pick Ricky, because throughout the whole movie, he's like a smartass, and he says the best comebacks.
And then all the kids are playing baseball in crop tops and little shorts.
He loves these little shorts. And when playing baseball, the kid tells him, "Eat shit and die, Ricky." And Ricky says, "Eat shit and live, Bill." The quick comeback, the quickest comeback ever.
It was talking shit throughout the whole game.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, I'm going to be Ricky. All we learn in the scene is the other team boys are assholes, basically. So setting up, if they die, we really don't care.
They're at the dance or the little hangout thing.
Yeah, and there's no bitches there but Angela.
Yeah, they're just basically saying it's a sausage fest, but they see Angela.
And then they decide to fucking just harass her because she's being quiet, leave her the fuck alone. She's just chilling. But...
yeah, because they try to get her to go to the lake with them.
Yeah. So they do the fucking most, and then the asshole guy goes up to her, and he invites her to go to swim with all the guys. There's six of them. Mm-hmm. It's if she's shy or not, why the fuck would one girl want to go with six guys?
But during this scene, we cut around to see what other people are doing, and then this is when we see Meg talking with Mel, and then we kind of insinuate, wait, is something going on here?
Is he a pedo too?
Because she's 16 and he's 60.
So they keep harassing her, and then Ricky comes up and tells him to basically fuck off.
He walks in cool too. Ricky walks in cool with that cowboy hat.
He's ready to dance battle. He tells them fuck off, and then they start fighting.
Yeah, they all get into a cartoon brawl where everybody's piled on top of
everybody.
They
kind of just jump Ricky a little bit, but they don't. And then Ricky's friend Paul goes up to Angela and starts talking to her, and he's a nice guy, and she seems like she likes his conversation.
Yeah, he's telling her about past camp stories, but she's not really talking. Yeah.
Even though she isn't saying anything back.
Yeah, her eyes are saying she's
says it all.
I say it all.
He says goodnight to her, and our surprise, Angela says goodnight back.
It's her first dialogue in this whole movie.
Which pisses off Judy, even though the bitch was pissed at first because she didn't talk, and now she's mad because she's talking. What the fuck? So we see the asshole group of boys head to the lake. And they're swimming, and then the main guy talking shit to Angela at the dance is now on a boat with some bitch.
Wait. was given a whole thing where they do got girls, but and they're like, come on, Zoe, go skinny dipping. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And the girls just decided they don't want to, and he's all, whatever. Let's go, boys.
Oh, yeah. And they all start taking their clothes off.
They all start taking their clothes off and then with their fucking white asses.
So as they're doing that gay shit, the other guy's in the boat with some girl, but he fucks that up for himself because he flips the boat over.
And he scares her with water snakes.
The yeah. water snakes are gonna get you.
So he does it on purpose. Mm-hmm. And then we see, well, we don't really see a body pop up. You want to explain that part?
Oh, he rocks the boat a bit. And then they flip over. She swims away. And then he swims under the boat. And he just starts talking to hear his echo inside the boat. And you go, hey, Barbarino! Hey, Barbarino! Or some shit like that. And then that's when we see the back of a head pop out of the water and pull him under the water.
And then the next day, his body gets discovered in the morning.
It's by like a camp counselor who's bitching that he has to clean up everything.
Obviously, they're not doing bed checks around this bitch because it's literally they don't notice until the morning. And my guess, if like a kid didn't get murdered at this camp, they for sure are going to come back home pregnant or something because there's no supervision at all. Like nobody's
the
checking.
The counselors clearly don't want to be there.
Yeah, they could just do whatever. So even if this tragedy didn't take place, some shit was, they're gonna get shut down.
Yeah, so as he's like cleaning up all these chairs and stuff off the little beach area, that's when he finds the boat and he flips the boat over and he discovers the body.
So his body's taken away and then...
We get the water snake. There were water snakes in the water.
Oh, yeah. And
because the water snake just comes slithering out of his dead mouth.
Yeah, so there was water snakes.
There was water. He wasn't lying.
So his body's taken away, and then Mal is like
talking to the cops.
Yeah, he's still downplaying it.
Yeah, he's hella sketchy. He's like, he won't get shut down.
Yeah, he doesn't want anybody to find out about the quote unquote accident. But it's like he got murdered. Even though all the kids are standing around and they see all this happening, like. No, I hope somebody called home and said what the fuck was going on lately, but I guess they just trusted the kids not to say anything. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile,
we get a volleyball game.
Oh, I think I skipped that.
Okay, so
I just got, meanwhile, Angela is starting to like Paul and only really talks to him. Oh, she only really talks to him. And the girls start tripping on it because they're like, how come she gets to be ho and I can't?
One thing I notice is Judy wears a shirt with her name on it.
She does?
Yeah.
I think that was popular. It was a new thing.
It was a thing to wear a shirt with your name on it?
A little keychain with her name on it?
I think I want to do that. I want to make one.
I mean, you could just go to any store, you got a very common name. So we skip to later in the night, and Paul walks Angela to her bunk.
Yeah, because you know he invites her to a movie during the day.
That's not important.
Yeah, because they go on their first date. She agrees to it. That's a key.
Oh yeah. Okay. So then we skip on later to in the night, and Paul walks Angela to her bunk and gives her a little smoocheroo.
And this man, he just keeps wanting kisses too. Can I get another goodnight kiss? I know how that is. I did it before. Can I just get another little goodnight kiss? Just one more.
And Angela just fucking was like, I'm going to bed.
And Judy sees all this. And she's pissed.
She's always pissed. So the next day, everyone's swimming except Angela. She's chilling on the bench. And here comes Moody Judy and Meg.
Moody Judy and Meg.
Tripping on Angela because she's not swimming. And Meg yells at her for not talking.
She just like hella crashes out on her, trying to get her to talk.
Angela, like, should have whipped her ass, but she doesn't. She just sits there. And then from there, we skip to the girls' room, and Moody Judy is pressing Angela again, saying...
For getting Meg in trouble.
Yeah, and then she's like, why don't you take showers with us? You queer!
Well, wouldn't you be?
But then it's like, bitch, are you gay? Because why the fuck you want me to take showers with that?
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
And she starts making little comments.
She probably got no hair down there.
It was the 80s?
It was the 80s.
Susie just slaps the fuck out of her.
And then she acts all shocked about it. Susie does.
Yeah.
And then Angela just gets up nonchalantly like it didn't happen and walks out.
Yeah, she dips out off the room, yeah, like pretty much to remove herself.
And then she's like, I'm going to go find my cousin.
And then, so she just like removes herself from the drama just to walk outside. And then the asshole boys are on top of this roof and they just fucking throw water balloons.
On the roof.
They throw it at her. So the poor kid can't catch a fucking break.
Oh, and then Ricky sees this and he gets hella pissed.
Yeah,
off.
He's not having that shit.
He's like, you fucking pussy! You chicken shit!
And then he yells, I'm gonna kill them all! Motherfuckers!
I'll kick your fucking asses!
Start this fucking shit! So Mal comes over. And his old ass never hears nothing else, but he hears that. Like, he never sees anything happening, but, of course, he hears that. So he starts tripping on Ricky. And then, after all that, one of the guys that threw the balloon, do you know his name?
I didn't catch his name.
Okay, so one of the main guys that threw...
of the main bullies.
Yeah, there was, like, a bunch of them. So, the guy that threw a balloon at Angela, he has to take a shit. So he goes into the bathroom stall and we see like a broom slide across the door, so pretty much he's trapped. And then we see the window screen get cut and then a beehive gets dropped in and it lands on the guy while he's shitting.
Yeah, but before that she locks him in, he's like, can a guy take a shit in peace?
So after this death, Mal is starting to think Ricky is responsible since he heard him say, I'm gonna kill Mom! And then later that night, Angela and Paul meet up and play some grab ass around the lake. He starts trying to get frisky with Angela.
They're like laying down. And then he starts like kind of unbuttoning her shirt.
And then she starts to have like a flashback. And then in this flashback...
It's her and her little brother.
It's the two little annoying-ass kids that we see that were arguing in the first scene on the boat. And they're, like, giggling and peeking in the door. And then we see that they're looking at their dad and, like, this other guy in the bed. So I'm guessing the dad was... He had those little shorts for a reason. He was trying to look good for his boyfriend.
I mean, this was the 80s, and this movie was hella progressive back then.
Well, that was like. I'm not sure how that really fits in the storyline that he was gay, but I guess in the 80s, like, oh my god, that's why she's fucked up. She got a gay father. It all makes sense.
It doesn't make sense. He's gay.
Oh, because her father's gay.
Her father's gay.
She don't talk because her father's gay.
She doesn't talk.
She don't eat the food because her father's gay.
She wants that 8-inch sausage like her father. And we don't have it here at Camp Alwak.
Because her father's gay.
That gay guy.
So yeah, if you didn't catch on by now.
He's gay.
He's gay. And Angela is one of those kids that survived the boat accident. So she's one of the kids. And then, so after the flashback, Angela starts freaking out and she runs away from Paul. And then we skip to the day.
They're playing Capture the Flag, a game of Capture the Flag.
Yeah, and Paul tells Angela he's sorry for making her uncomfortable, but he don't understand why she's tripping. And then Hoaz Judy runs up.
But when he apologizes, he like still proceeds to make a move on her.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't even accept the apology.
Yeah.
And then Judy runs up, and then she's like, why do you want to be with her when I'm a big old experienced hoe? And then Paul's like, ew. And then the next scene is Angela and Ricky playing
No, they're playing Capture the Flag.
Oh, yes.
And then Ricky says that he knows a shortcut where they keep their flag and that the game could be over quick.
So Angela and Ricky's from there. They see Paul and I put Angela. They see Paul Judy. And Judy kissing in the woods, and Angela's pissed and runs off again.
And then Ricky's pissed too.
And then later on, Paul tries to apologize to Angela, and it seems like she's gonna accept until Moody Judy pops up and fucks shit up by telling Angela Paul was talking shit. And then Judy starts to drag Angela into the water to swim. And as
Meg throws Angela in the water to swim.
Does she? I think they both do. No?
No, Meg picks her up and then throws her in.
Oh, I was typing as I was watching, so. Oh, yeah. And as that's happening, Mal, he's like, he doesn't pay attention to shit, but he sees Ricky, and he's so busy trying to blame him for, like, the murders, he doesn't care to help Angela, even though he sees that it's kind of happening, but he's...
He's like, you can't always go and rescue her.
Yeah, he's like, fucking let them throw in the water.
What are you gonna do, kill them next?
So then Ricky gets free from Mal, and then he helps Angela out the water after they fucking threw her in.
And then as he helps her out, these little kids are throwing sand at her. And then Ricky's all, you little fuckers!
Oh, that's why. Okay, so just remember that. Okay. So at this point, Ricky and Angela are both pissed. So later on in the night, Meg is excited to have like a night off, so she tells Mal... I have to say Mal because I wrote down old supervisor. So she tells Mal that she wants a sugar daddy. She doesn't say that, but she has to go on a date with his old ass. So she hit the showers to watch her ass. So now
they're having a social that night, and then that's when Paul apologizes to Angela, and she tells. And then, she's looking for Ricky, and he tells her that Ricky is laying in bed because he's sick. And then that she tells him that she wants to meet him at the lake later on that night.
Mm-hmm. So, at this point, Meg is showering, but she's just, like, scrubbing her neck. It's like, she's not scrubbing her ass at all. She's scrubbing the shit out of her neck. And then, boom, out of nowhere, the killer's like, let me get that back for you. Mm-hmm. And then stabs her in the back.
And then at the same time, because it keeps on doing what different people are, it keeps on jumping scenes to what different people are doing. And then the little kids are going on their own little camping trip outside.
Yeah, and the little kids, I put the little kids are going camping at camp. So they're doing outside camping just to sleep. And then we skip over, so you could just remember that part. So then we skip over to Paul trying to talk to Angela, and she tells his little two-timing ass to meet her at the lake. Because she says it, like, very kind of, like, pissed. She's not like, meet me at the lake. She's like, meet me at the lake.
Meet me at the lake. Very ominous.
So we go back to the little kids complaining that they're cold from sleeping outside.
I'm cold. I'm cold. So we go back.
So the counselor takes two of the kids back.
Yeah, and he takes the crybabies back, and then he leaves all these other kids just, like, if there's not fucking bears or something. Like, I never been camping, but I'm pretty sure there's fucking bears in the woods. I don't know.
And we get a POV shot of the killer.
Yeah.
And then the killer spots an axe.
Yeah, so you guessed it. They most likely get fucking killed. And I'm not sure the reasoning, but after you said the sand, that they were throwing sand at Angela, now I see why.
I mean, all they did was throw sand, and they got fucking, I think they got the worst.
Yeah. Their fucking sleeping bags are all fucked up.
Yeah, the cotton out of it's all.
So the next scene, Mal is looking for Meg.
M-E-G.
Since she didn't show up to eat the little dino nuggies.
he goes to the cabin.
He checks the bunks, Judy.
Judy's already slutting it up with some other guy.
Mm-hmm. So she tells him she's not in here. So he moves on to the showers where he finds her little lifeless body. And he's like, oh no, I'm a tenderoni. But really, he's not even like, he doesn't even really care.
He doesn't even care that she's dead. Yeah. He's just like, oh, I'm going to get that Ricky.
Yeah, he's more pissed at Ricky. Like, literally, that's like, there's not really a sad moment. He's just like, ah. Fucking Ricky. So now we're back in the room with Judy, and she's curling her hair in the dark. And she sees someone walk in, and she starts yelling, "Oh, it's you!" And then she finally gets killed by getting smothered in a hair...
No, he, first the killer, like, knocks the shit out of her.
Oh, yeah. And then she gets smothered, and then a hair curler up the wazoo, yeah. I think.
It's implied. It doesn't really say what happens with the hair curler.
Yeah, but I don't think she's getting stabbed. Yeah. In any other place other than the wazoo. So this is where we all cheer. Okay, so now shit's getting real, like, back to back. Because we skip over to the counselors going back to the little kids where he stumbles upon the dead bodies. And he's like, ah, what the fuck? And as that's happening, the staff's being alerted.
Yeah, and this is when we finally see Ricky. And he's walking back to the social because he wants to get something to eat.
Yeah, so he was just minding his business, having a little snack, not knowing people are dropping left and right. So the next thing he knows, the Mal
snatches him up.
He runs up on him, starts beating his ass.
He beats the shit out of him.
Because he thinks he killed everyone. So then he knocks out Ricky and then runs away because he's like, yeah, I just fucking killed this kid, so I gotta go. But then he turns to see someone.
Because he walks into the archer area.
And he says, it can't be you. And then he gets an arrow to the neck.
It's like a very impressive special effect.
Yeah.
Because this movie's low budget as hell.
We don't see who does this. Now everybody is panicking and trying to round up all the remaining kids to keep them safe.
And then
all of a sudden.
And then the main cop that we see throughout the movie arrives.
And then we see Angela meet up with Paul, who obviously doesn't know what's going on. She tells him they're going swimming, and at this point, we're like, what the fuck? Because remember, she's tripping about the water not too long ago, but now she wants to go swimming.
Yeah.
And Paul's dumbass is all excited about it.
But not just regular swimming. They're going to go skinny dipping.
Yeah, they get undressed, but like, did anybody even mention, like, Chunkin' Dunkin'? And then we cut to the cops looking around, and they spot Ricky on the ground.
He's still alive.
So at this point, we know Ricky isn't the killer, because things are still happening. And then we hear screaming. They found Moody Judy. So she's found.
And then they find Meg in the showers.
And then they find her. And the next...
And then they have like a close-up shot of the cop. And I just want to point out that it's the most like fake mustache on him. I don't know if maybe, like, the original print when this movie came out, you couldn't tell.
He's like, my mustache is real.
But in 4K, you could tell this thing was glued on.
The mustache has its own credit in the credits.
Mustachio.
Mustachio.
Introducing Mustachio.
Mustache as himself.
As mustache.
The next scene is one of the nice counselors. Oh, what's her name?
Susie
in little shorts.
And little shorts were...
They're looking for Paul and Angela because they're the only ones missing at this point.
And they hear, like, humming.
Yeah, they hear, like, singing. So they follow the noise and they see Angela sitting on the ground and she's humming.
It's Angela. Angela, are you alright?
While she is petting Paul's hair.
Yeah, his head's, like, in her lap.
Mm-hmm. And she's kind of, like, in a daze. She's not, like, paying attention to what's going on around her.
And then she has a flashback to Ricky's mom's house. And we hear her say, Ricky's mom say, how she always wanted a little girl. And then a kid comes into frame and their head's wrapped. So
it's like a big-ass cartoonish-sized bandage.
Yeah.
Around their head.
So obviously it's Angela after the accident. She's telling her how she got her all these new clothes and she's so happy to have a girl. And then she says how she already has a boy, so another one wouldn't do.
No, because the camera pans around and we see that it's not really Angela, but it's the brother, her brother.
Yeah. Well, we see it's a little boy.
Yeah, it's a little boy.
And so I knew the bitch was on some weird shit. Mm-hmm. Like, call that as soon as the fucking her opening act.
And she says how she always wanted a little girl and that she loves the name Angela.
Mm-hmm. So she was like, oh, Angela, that's her name. It's like Angel. So then we go back to the current Angela standing up and she's naked. And now her mouth is like wide open. Like it just looks crazy. And then the camera shows like her full body.
Oh, she's just balls out.
Yeah. And then Angela has
like, you can tell that it's her, a mask of her head on a full-grown man.
And so, yeah, so we see Angela has a ween, a whole damn $1.50 Costco hot dog between her legs. And that's the end. And then it just stays on her face, just like, because for some reason now she's like, just crazy. She's like...
That was the shocker back in the day.
It's actually a good movie.
There's gays and trans in here. It's a very progressive movie.
I like the movie.
We enjoyed it. And this movie spawned off two more sequels.
Oh yeah, it does have two more sequels, huh?
Yeah.
I don't really remember the third one.
Oh man, should we watch the sequels in the future?
No, because you already had me watch a short film on YouTube. And I didn't like it. Come in. Who is it? Hi.
Hey.
Are you listening at the door? Because you came in at a perfect time.
Ah, I said the magic word.
It's not Pee Wee. Okay. Rate it. How many Frankenstein turds?
I give it 7 Frankenstein turds.
Why 7 out of 10?
Because it was low budget as hell.
I don't want to hear that shit from you. This is like the low budget king.
I love low budget movies. There's one too low budget. I mean, out of like the time when Nightmare on Elm Street
came out. I'm sorry, Orson Welles doesn't fucking do the porn. I'm like...
You're messing it up.
Messing what up?
You're too far away. You can't even hear you.
You can hear it.
Okay, hear let it. Him finish his review. We're almost done.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not the perfect son.
Sorry, Mrs. Perfect.
I give it 7 Frankenstein turds.
And what made you go up a turd?
What did I say originally?
You said 6.
The interruption killed my train of thought.
Oh, well, that's why I was like 6. I think you said 6.
Put in the comments what I originally said. 6 or 7.
How come you didn't give it a full... What? How'd you get 6? Or 7? Wherever the fuck?
Because it was a real simple movie. There was nothing really, like, big about it. Like I said, came out around the same time as Nightmare on Elm Street, and I probably would have said, I like Nightmare on Elm Street better.
Oh, I wouldn't compare. I give it a... You know what? I'm gonna give it an 8.
8 Frankenstein turds?
I get 8 Frankenstein. I give it the diarrhea.
The full toilet?
The full toilet. I give it 2 flushes.
The courtesy flush? Uh-huh. Oh, man.
I like it. Like, it's one of those movies I could, like, watch. I could just keep watching. Because it has a good story, a little twist. It's everything you want. You don't know who it is.
Oh, man. Like, I did not expect to see penis. Maybe that's why it went down.
Come from little shorts.
I could do little shorts. I don't know about full bush penis. Like, this was like full bush.
Well, you didn't have to pause it. Yeah, that's funny. Well, that's what she should have did to Judy when she was talking shit to her. She should have just whipped it out on her. This is why I'm not in the showers, bitch.
Knowing Judy, she would have been into it.
Well, you should have pulled that out a long time ago.
Why didn't you say so?
Why didn't you say so?
Man... Well, that was our first movie review. That was
What was the recommendation? I don't think you ever mentioned it.
Oh, I had to turn my phone off again. I could tell you when, I know it's a Tubi movie. I'll tell you when I turn my phone back on.
On Tubi movie, you could watch Tokyo Gore Police.
Yeah, you keep saying it.
If I keep talking about it, it might manifest destiny.
It wasn't a solo watch?
Huh?
It's not a solo watch?
I haven't watched it. I wanted it to be a everybody watch at the same time.
I actually enjoyed it. I didn't think this was a little bit easier than I thought it was going to be. Only because I kind of already know the movie. So I was already kind of typing ahead of time. Because we were watching it as I was typing the scenes. And I was kind of
taking your notes.
Yeah. Like, I was already, like, the scene was playing and I was already at the end of the scene writing it. And I would just kind of go back in.
Yeah, we probably, like, originally seen this movie, like, oh, man. Like, normal people probably go, oh, I like that movie. I'll watch it again and watch a movie they like maybe two times in their life.
Yeah.
I have no life, so I've probably watched it, like, 15 times throughout my whole existence.
15? That's it?
Just 15? Well, you have to take account that I watched all the sequels, too. And other movies.
I've probably watched.
I only have so many hours.
I mean, I do too, but I at least watched it like 6 times in a year. It's one of those movies you could just throw on.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite horror movies that I watch every year is Night of the Demons. That's my Halloween movie.
And Black Christmas for Christmas.
Yeah. I don't think I have a Christmas movie.
Terrifier? Terrifier 3?
I never seen Terrifier 3.
Yeah, me either. Well, yeah, I guess next week's movie is gonna be a surprise.
Ooh, I love surprises. keep track of our socials. We're going.
Oh, yeah, so make sure you follow us on the Instagram, blockcasters_podcast, just in case you found us randomly. And I'm sure by now we have a TikTok, and I'm sure it's the same name.
And then we're working on having an X account.
And he's working on having a sex account. Because I can't control all socials.
Yeah, I'm going to get that OnlyFans page up.
What? He's talking about his solo adventures without the podcast. This has nothing to do with the Bloodcaster podcast. All right, well.
Yeah, I'm trying to expand our audience.
So if you want to see his little shorts.
I mean, this is a gay movie, so there's going to be some gay guys that are like, ooh. There's something for us. Very progressive. We're gonna.
So it's not gay if you're wearing the little shorts. It's not gay. It's gay because you want to see it. Freaking me out just thinking about it.
No cock meat sandwiches.
All right. Well, we finally did a movie. Yay!
Yay! Insert kids.
Yeah, well, you know how to say it.
So this was our first review.
Waiting for that outro.
We will see you next week.
Freak Fridays.
On Freaky Friday.
Yay! And that's a wrap.